Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Travis Mannion, he actually answered the call this morning. We want you to make the call. This is so important to us. One of our most important days, as we feel we're purpose-driven, if you will. 888-845-1210. So we want you to call in, donate generously, or however you can donate, even if you can do it increment. You could donate monthly.
Sure.
You can choose.
Yeah.
So you could donate, let's say, $5-$10 a month.
Yeah.
Some people have donated $1,000 one shot, but mm-hmm. you can make this a regular tribute to Travis Mannion and to those who protect and serve.
And we had people last year that made multiple donations throughout the day.
Yes. Yep.
It was like day part donations. I loved it.
By the way, I'm not hearing those phones ring, so I need everybody right now because, you know,
let's do it.
The 7 o'clock hour. My favorite, that is my favorite audience. The 7 o'clock audience is my favorite audience. So you hold a special place in my heart. So all the 7 o'clock hour listeners, 888-845-1210, 888-845-1210. If you want a morning show music set list for a week, you can pick all the music, make a $3,000 donation right now
do
at 888-845-1210. And you can pick the morning show music for a week. Whatever you want, it's fine with me. 888-845-1210. Or if you want to control the cut sheet. Do you want to control the cut sheet?
My God.
That's a lot of power. I'm giving up a lot of
that is,
you know,
the prize gem of Greg Stocker.
It's a prize gem, and it's also, not to get into radio lingo, but it's a prize quarter hour, if you know what I mean.
Call that a benchmark segment.
It's a benchmark quarter hour. So we're putting a lot of faith in you. If you want to do that, call right now, 888-845-1210. You can control the cut sheet for a day, 888-845-1210, for a $3,000 donation. But call now. Dawn's tall, handsome son is standing by.
Yeah, David.
he's
you can give him some advice.
He's volunteering for the day. By the way, he looks exactly like your husband. I didn't know if I was just like, wow, it's Larry 30 years ago.
He's got the height. He's got the curly hair.
Yeah.
He came in here. He's like, hey.
I still want to hear his political commentary. 888. Maybe you can call him right now, and he'll get into a political debate with you. 888-845-1210. If you want to talk to Dawn's son, David.
And
he's on the phones, manning the phones.
By the way, with giving up the cut sheet for, what is it, $3,000?
Yeah.
You said a quarter hour. If you've been listening to this show, the cut sheet goes for an hour and a half.
It's true.
So you're getting like six quarter hours. All right?
It's true. The most important in morning drive.
So if they do this, just a quick question. So can they would come here in person and kind of hang out with us?
They would come here in person, spend the morning with us from 6 to 10.
Nice.
And then they would sit in the studio with Nick, and they would control. They would be like, Phil, this is cut 7. Roll it. You know, like one of those things.
Okay.
And then we'll say, stop it, pause it, freeze it, rewind it. Let's examine this.
They can comment along with you guys, 888-845-1210. All I'm asking is a $3,000 donation. You know people who listen to 710 is my favorite audience. They are my favorite audience. 710, you have a special place in my heart for you people. 888-845-1210.
He did not say that to the 6 p.m. hour.
No,
or the
no he's very biased.
Yeah. Very
unbelievable.
Biased. Should we do some news?
Sure.
So I'm going to set her up just like I normally would. All right, what time is it?
7:10.
Round number 2 of the news.
Yes.
Great. Dawn Stenson.
Good morning, Kale and Company News Live this Friday morning, March the 21st. We are sponsored by American Heritage Credit Union. So just to give you some headlines, we've been talking obviously about the biggity big expected 4 p.m. news conference with Trump yesterday, where the president signed executive orders, an anticipated event yesterday, certainly, as he wants to end or greatly curtail the Department of Education, needing congressional approval, of course. We've been talking about that this morning. There's a new report about America's bridges. It is out. And in it, we see that the officials and the inspectors are evaluating bridges for their risk of collapsing.
Oh, boy.
I know. Says you're driving right now, and everybody's thinking about this.
Hey, if you're on the Walt Whitman Bridge right now, Dawn, tell us about how safe that bridge is. The Ben Franklin.
I know.
Commodore Barry.
The Walt Whitman, the Ben Franklin, Delaware River Turnpike bridges, by the way, listed as critical risks. Walt Whitman, Ben Franklin,
drive safely,
Delaware
everybody.
River Turnpike bridges. They're basically in. They're at critical risk of collapse especially if they were struck by a cargo ship, for example.
So we've established that SEPTA is not safe. Bulletproof glass for the drivers. We've got airline industry issues with planes crashing and burning in Toronto. We have an update on that coming up, by the way. And now we have bridge issues. Yeah. I'm telling you, the pontoon's looking really good these days.
On the pontoon.
By the way, coming in this morning, there was like an overturned tanker truck on the Commodore Barry,
which was always
lovely,
causing a backup. So, oh God.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My condolences to you. And I will mention as well the other things we've been talking about. Yeah, Department of Education, how that impacts everybody. And it sounds like it'll be – I've not heard comment from, for example, Governor Josh Shapiro.
Uh-oh.
Because the reason I say this is because at the state level, our governors – we've seen some governors comment. Our governors welcoming this in because – At the end of the day, governors get more control, right? They're going to get – the money will be diverted. They're still going to get money from the federal government through the – looks like the Treasury Department. But this gives governors, I think, more control over education. So I wonder for governors like our own Josh Shapiro, who I don't think it's any secret. He's running in 2028.
Yeah.
How does he maneuver around this? Because education, we know that he promised school choice and school improvements, education improvement. And so what will he do with this now? I'll be interested. I think we'll all be interested to see that.
Jim, Phil, can you pull up cut 15 here? This is President Donald Trump yesterday signing an executive order to officially begin the process of closing the Department of Education. He was there was a bunch of like school kids around him. Did you guys see this? He went in there. Phil, can you play this, buddy? Kids of all ages there. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD if you want to see all this stuff, by the way.
And so the students are in those pupil kind of desks.
He had his
Sharpie.
I used that same pen. I don't know. Is anybody superstitious? Ron, are you superstitious? Let's use that same pen.
There it is. Signing the... Think about this. Like, the Republicans have been trying to do this since Reagan.
Yes.
Like, literally have been trying to do this since Reagan. And Trump got it done. Republicans definitely play the long game. There's no question in my mind. Wow.
We'll see what judge decides to jump in and intervene and say, no, you can't do that. Not so fast, Mr. Trump. By the way, also nice to see a president around a bunch of school-aged children where the POTUS isn't sniffing the kids.
Stop.
Hey, remember, we give you hours and hours and hours of entertainment. I made a decision a couple years ago with 1210 WPHT that I wanted to be all live and all local all day long. I wanted to get rid of the syndicated hosts that weren't in this city, that didn't live and grow up here. And I did that. We have a local morning show that goes into Dawn Stenslin, that goes into Dom Giordano, that goes into Rich Scioli. And Jimmy Failla is basically a Philadelphian. I mean, he's here all the time. He does things with us. He has our same sensibilities. Walter Sterling at 10 p.m. I gave you all day of live and local talk. All I ask is that on this day, you give back to us at 888-845-1210. The Travis Manion Foundation Radiothon. All the money goes to vets. And it is such a great cause. We do this every year. This is our eighth annual. I'm not hearing the phones ringing. 888-845-1210. Come on. You know, 715 audience. You know you're my favorite audience. You know you hold a special place in my heart. Everybody listens right now at 7:16 in the morning. This is my favorite audience. 888-845-1210.
We have, by the way, Police across the region are asking for your help, and this has gone viral. This video of this burglar smashing the huge plate glass windows of businesses in the burbs, the latest one, Montgomery County. So this is Cheltenham Township. So they're asking now for the public's help. They've captured this guy multiple times on surveillance-type security videos, and you see him as he looks in, smashes through the window, whether it's a diner, whether it's a popular business, a popular shop. I know the one was a Melrose Service Center, but they're asking for the public's help in that one as this burglar is targeting these businesses. Where's the hoodie? Where's glasses? And you can check out that video. It's a pretty crazy, dramatic video. I do want to get to one last story here as we round out the news. Do you know Pica's Pizza in Delco, famous?
So, yes, I do.
Okay.
Are they sponsoring this hour? Because if they're not, I don't understand I don't understand why we would talk about it, Dawn Stensland.
Well, I believe that, you know, because they're rather legendary in the region. I know it's like Tina Fey has talked a lot about, because Delco and Pizza, Upper Darby Pizza Spot, they are set to close, shutting down.
Wow.
After 70 years.
Wow.
In business.
We did an event there many years ago. I forget what it was, but we did. By the way, this honor hour is sponsored by Tillman Builders. By the way, these guys, I need builders all the time. I need construction done at my house all the time because I can't hammer a nail in. No. I am that weak. So I'm definitely going to be using the services of Tillman Builders, who generously donated, guys, get this, a $2,000 check.
Wow.
For the Travis Mannion Foundation.
All
Tillman
right.
Builders.
We like that. We like
so
2K.
If you need any construction done, Tillman Builders supports veterans. Remember that. Tillman Builders supports veterans. Please call 888-845-1210. Thank you, Tillman Builders, for that very generous $2,000 donation to the Travis Mannion Radiothon.
So as far as Pika's, just to point out to you, they're not officially saying why they're closing this particular location at Upper Darby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But their Westchester location will remain open.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also saying that they are going to open a smaller venue in a different location in Delco. So we'll get the inside story. They're not exactly saying why they're shutting down this particular location.
Well, if you last 70 years, I mean, that's really impressive. I was reading, this was years ago, maybe.
Well, you're not going to last 70 years.
No, I'm out at 60 or 61. That's documented and established. I was reading this, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, that the most commonly opened small business is a pizzeria. And the most commonly failed small business is a pizzeria. So the fact that a pizza place can last 70 years is a testament to their quality, probably.
By the way, we have Dale Weatherly from the Travis Mannion Foundation on the line. We should get to him after this break. But I just want to say this really fast. So we are auctioning off the cut sheet. You can control the cut sheet for a day. If it's your favorite segment at 7:45 that we do every day, you can control the cuts. You can set them up for Nick and Dawn. Let them comment on it. You can comment along. Dolly on the YouTube chat says, can you imagine controlling the cut sheet? You could talk about France and the Royals. Greg would love that. That's true.
Everything
that would trigger me, Elvis.
Yep.
The
Kennedy family.
The stupid Kennedy family. The Royals. France. All of that. You can do that. All you need to do is call right now, 888-845-1210. Make a $3,000 donation to the Travis Mannion Foundation. Say, I want the cut sheet. Give me the cut sheet. And by the way, for all the people on the phone there, if somebody calls in and they want the cut sheet, I need to vet them first. Because this is a very important segment.
Are you worthy?
Yeah. I want your money.
Yes.
I want $3,000, but I need to properly vet you.
But I need you on hold. I need you on hold because I need to talk to you online because I want to make sure that you're properly credentialed.
Uh-oh. Too. And you're not a communist.
Exactly. 888-845-1210.
I have to properly say our new sponsor, American Heritage Credit Union, buying a home with the MyCU Home Connection Program through American Heritage Credit Union. So unlock exclusive cash rewards, benefits, and discounts. Learn more. AmericanHeritageCU.org/homeconnection. Insured by NCUA, not a member. Join today. NMLS 433838. Thank you, American Heritage Credit Union, for sponsoring Greg Stocker's favorite hour of news.
His favorite 5-minute chunk.
Everybody listening here at 721, you know you're my favorite audience. I love you.
Well, you're going to wear that out, aren't you?
I'm not going to. There we go. I'm not hearing the phone rings. Now I'm 888-845-1210. I want to personally vet the person who controls the cut sheet.
Yes. Also, Sonia has just handed me a new item that you can bid on.
Oh,
minimum
wow.
donation is $150.
Oh, okay.
For Travis Mannion Foundation t-shirts.
Woohoo!
A $150 donation all day long. And I have plenty of TMF apparel. I've got the quarter zip on now. I've got the If Not Me, Then Who t-shirt from Travis's quote underneath. $150. That's the donation. And you can get these all day long, but it's $150.
The extensive selection at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, Atlantic City, combining luxury with performance across the full line of sedans, SUVs, coupes, roadsters, and more. From the powerful engine of the 25 C-Class sedan to the impressive towing capacity of the 2025 GLE SUV, you're going to find that luxury vehicle which meets your needs. I want you to schedule a test drive behind the wheel of your dream Mercedes-Benz. You can always shop Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, Atlantic City. Just go to PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Nancy generously donated $50.
Nancy.
Mart, M-A-R-T, donated $100. Mark donated $25. Corey donated $20, and Joe donated $250. Thank you so much. Keep the calls coming in. Keep the phones ringing. You know what happens? We go to break, and then the phones stop ringing. And then the people on the phone start kibitzing, and they're talking, and nobody's paying attention. Call during the breaks. Call now, 888-845-1210, 888-845-1210, because you know 728 audience.
Here we go.
You are my favorite audience, and I love you very much. It is. I hate 6 o'clock. I hate 8 o'clock. I hate 9 o'clock. 728. You people have a special place in my heart. 888-845-1210.
Hey, anytime you want to start Kale and Company at 7 a.m. instead of 6, I'm not going to object. As we welcome in our next veteran spotlight, Dale Weatherill is joining us as he has chatted with us a couple of times. Dale, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
We are well. Dale is a United States Marine Corps veteran. He spent the past 5 years serving as a CDM mentor in his hometown of Bucks County, and it's great to chat with you. You know, Dale, we've spoken a few times, both in studio and for Travis Mannion Foundation Radiothon. Tell us about your specific individual involvement with TMF and how you got involved.
Sure. So I spent 5 years on active duty, as you mentioned, in the Marine Corps. And when I transitioned out of service, I decided for some crazy reason that I wanted to run a marathon by the time I was 40. So in doing that, I also wanted to do it for a bigger cause, not just a personal checkbox per se. So being a native of Doylestown and living at Doylestown at the time, I found the Travis Mannion Foundation. So which started out as a 5K and then running with the team in the Marine Corps Marathon, then transitioned into getting involved with many other of the programs that the foundation has to offer, like the Character Does Matter program, like the Spartan Leadership program, and many others.
You know, we love it when businesses, for example, hire veterans, look to hire veterans. Is employing veterans an initiative for your business as we really, you know, think about Love Your Home Again with a Tillman Builders renovation? What about hiring veterans?
Yeah, it definitely is an initiative with my organization. We're a small organization, but in particular, we have 4 veterans across multiple branches of service at my company. And, you know, it really gives organizations the opportunity to tap into that wealth of knowledge and experience that's unique to veterans, that's very valuable to corporate organizations. So, it's definitely something that I've seen within my own organization, and also, you know, being in the corporate world for many years, I've seen many organizations follow that trend as well.
Dale Weatherill is with us. You know, in 2022 alone, you shared the value of character at Count Them, 22 schools, community organizations, oftentimes meeting with hundreds of students each and every time you were out and about. And last year, you connected with over 600 different youths, as we like to say, the youth of today and tomorrow. Why is mentorship so important for the next generation?
Yeah, when you put those kind of statistics out there, some people may say I get around, but it's something, you know, that's just really a measurement of how much it means to me. It's super important for me to be able to have that opportunity, to get out there and be in front of this next generation of leaders. And, you know, by mentoring, we have really a unique opportunity to pass on our skills, you know, our values, and even the lessons that we learned from our time in service, which hopefully inspires and will help shape that next generation of leaders.
Well, Dale, it is great to chat with you again. Thank you so much for your time, certainly with Travis Mannion Foundation and obviously all you do in the Bucks County region, Doylestown, and those communities with all the youth out there. And, of course, thank you so much for your service. You're a hero. We appreciate it, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
You got it. Dale Weatherill with us, one of our veteran spotlight guests.
By the way, hot off the presses, Thomas has donated $1,000 for the signed Lane Johnson jersey.
All
so
right.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thomas.
Lane is gone.
Woo! There was one of that. Helen also donated $25. Thank you, Helen. Also, Brandon Weaver on the YouTube chat says he donated $25 online, but wants to make sure it's included in our totals. Yes, it is. Anything you donate, if you can't call 888-845-1210, you can donate online at 1210wpht.com. All the money is included in the total for today. All the money obviously goes to the Travis Mannion Foundation. So thank you for that. By the way, the cut sheet coming up in about 15 minutes. If you want to take control of the cut sheet for one day, all you have to do is call right now, 888-845-1210. Make a $3,000 donation, and the cut sheet is yours, meaning that you control the cut sheet for a day. By the way, I think I'm gonna modify this a little bit.
Okay.
If you can't come in and you want to Zoom in, I'm okay with that too.
Oh, virtual cut sheet.
Because we're a virtual world now. So if you want to Zoom in and be a part of the YouTube chat and be a part of the YouTube video, you can do that as well. 888-845-1210. You get the donation of $3,000, and you get to control the cut sheet for the day. We have no veto power.
That's correct.
At
but
all.
Let's make sure if we're going to offer the Zoom option.
Yeah.
That whoever takes advantage of that, should it be virtually,
yep.
You have all your I's dotted, all your T's crossed. We don't need a Jeffrey Toobin incident on the cut sheet.
Oh, come
Please.
On.
We're
what
not
is,
Toobin
what is,
with Zoomin'.
What is wrong with you?
We don't have any of those.
Yeah.
No.
All right. I'm just making sure.
888-845-1210 if you want to control the cut sheet for the day. By the way, coming up in 10 minutes when we do the cut sheet, Rich Zioli will be making his return to Morning Drive and return to the cut sheet. He will be joining us for the cut sheet. It'll be me, you, Dawn, for the cut sheet. It's basically the murderer's row of cut sheet contributors.
Yes, and he's basically on one leg right now.
Are you ready for the cut sheet at 7:45?
Could you roll in, Rich? Like, just
why don't you scoot on
just,
over here
just
a little
scoot.
Bit?
Can we
he doesn't
want to
get him in the camera.
He doesn't want to do it.
In
he
a cast.
Do it.
He's got the mobility right now of Mitch McConnell.
Could we auction off signing? He's rolling away
he's
on his little scooter. Could we auction off signing his cast?
888-845-1210. We should take a break, and we'll come back. We should come back and talk to Eric Tillman. He's the owner of Tillman Builders, who generously sponsored this honor hour, donated $2,000 to the Travis Mannion Foundation.
Just amazing.
So if you have any building needs, Tillman Builders is your company to use because they support veterans, because they did a $2,000 donation to the Travis Mannion Foundation. So we'll talk to Eric Tillman next. The return of Rich Zioli to the cut sheet in Morning Drive.
Woo!
Yeah!
All that coming up on the other side.
Zioli has returned. So has spring. Yes, spring is here. And keeping your home efficient and safe, and obviously at the right temperature, that's paramount. And that's why I always have my guys every seasonal change from Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. They get us ready for the season, and they were here just last week getting us ready for springtime, checking those filters. Marvin E. Cans, by the way, a third-generation-owned military veteran-founded company. So maybe you live in an older suburban home. I want you to consider a ductless unit from Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Air Conditioning. Mitsubishi Electric, it's a great solution for a home, especially lacking that ductwork, could provide up to $2,000 in tax savings. Just contact my guys. They're the experts. Marvin E. Kanz Heating and Air Conditioning. MarvinEKANZE.com. MarvinEKANZ.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Eric Tillman is the CEO, along with lead carpenter and United States Marine Corps veteran Nathaniel Albrand.
Wow.
Gentlemen, great to have you on the show.
Great to be here.
Thank you very much for that generous donation. This is Greg's favorite hour, by the way.
7:44 is my favorite audience. Thank you very much.
It's his favorite minute. So this is a huge minute that we're going to talk for you about right now. So let's talk a little bit about this. So your business with incentives, special deals, active military, veterans, Gold Star families. You know, I always appreciate and respect any business that does anything to help the process of whatever the product or service it is that you offer for our United States veterans, and you guys certainly fit that mold.
Yeah, you know, we've grown quite a bit over the last 5 years. We've grown the company from, you know, about 10 employees to roughly 30. And over the process, we have, you know, just naturally, we've hired more people. And you know, when I see a vet or someone who has served in the hiring process, I'm going right for them. You know, I know that they have great characteristics that they learned in the military and things like that. And so over time, you know, we don't have any great incentives in place just yet, but we're planning on taking the company to great lengths, and we'll plan to do so. Just recently, we've hired an active military person, and so we actually changed the time off protocol to accommodate his, you know, his service orders while he continues his, you know, pursuit in you know, the military.
You talk about employing veterans as one of your business initiatives. To your right is Nathaniel Albrand, the lead carpenter for your company, United States Marine Corps veteran. Nathaniel, first of all, thank you for your service. Secondly, I would just have to imagine the traits, the skill sets, the personality that you can develop in the military, passion, purpose, leadership, probably fits the job title that you have right now in a company that has tripled their staff in just a few short years.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. When you think about where you were in the military to where you are now, what sort of, I guess, qualities can you carry over? I always found it interesting when somebody grew up in a military family, was an athlete, it felt like it was an instant call to action to serve, do a tour of duty, multiple tours. Yourself, what is your background that led you to the military and then now doing what you do? Because, look, let's face it, Greg can't build anything. I can't build anything. Dawn can build everything.
Yeah,
Dawn
true.
Would actually, if you could expand your staff to 31, right here's the lady you need
that's
to
right,
report.
Baby.
She'll put anything together. So what is it about that transition that was probably either a calling for you or such a seamless transition?
Actually, I got to give the honor to my sister because she's also a United States Marine. And, seeing her development throughout the whole process, you know, kind of encouraged me to make the same move. Growing up doing sports, I played football, wrestling, you know, gave you a strong sense of discipline, you know, integrity, accountability for yourself. It definitely helped push me into this role that I am in Tillman right now.
Eric, is there a key employee amongst your 30 employees that you would like to spotlight and talk about for a few moments?
I mean, you know, we're happy to have Nathaniel here. Nathaniel's, he's new to the crew. He came in, you know, my intuition told me that he would be great for the company culture and great for the team and fit right in, and he certainly has. And in just a short time, we've promoted him to be our next lead carpenter. You know, another one I'd like to shout out is Evan. You know, Evan Marchetti. He is a friend of Nathaniel's from before we met, and he's active right now. And he likes carpentry. He wants to pursue, a dream in carpentry and furthering his skills. He's doing that, but his focus is actually in the service. And so he gets orders, and a few times a month he takes time off to go serve his duties.
You know, we spend, my God, this has to be five or six shows, I would venture to say, since the fall, where we've been talking a lot about education, the cost of college, how ridiculous the rates are these days. And we always have these stories, and Greg will find a story or Dawn will find a story, the Wall Street Journal talking about the trades. When you think about where we are right now, when you think about getting out of high school, you can either go into the military, you can go right into the workforce, you can go to college, or you can go to the trades. Do you see kind of an uptick in your business with young, I guess it would be Gen Z today, that are, you know, saying, you know what, I don't want to pay $85,000 a year to go to University of Penn when I can go into the trades, work in your line of work, and maybe possibly make six figures in 2 or 3 years? Do you notice that in the workforce in the field right now with you?
Yeah, I do, and I support it. You know, I think that years ago, too many people went to college and they shouldn't have. I was one of them.
I was the second.
Me too. I totally support it. When I get a call from a young guy who's trying to pursue a career in carpentry, I tell him that he's making a great choice. It's set me ahead in life. It's allowed me to, build a wonderful house for my family and make something of myself. And I want to see more guys doing that. And, you know, at 22, having less debt.
Yes, absolutely. Eric Tillman, he is the CEO and the fine sponsor of the Tillman Builders Honor Hour.
$2,000 donation to the Travis Manny Foundation. Thank you guys so much for this.
You're welcome. Amazing. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
By the way, I'm going to take
Nathaniel. Thank you for your service.
I'm going to take your card before you go because I need a lot of work done in my house. If you know what I mean.
So. All right.
charge him the max. He can afford it. By the way. All right. There you go. Eric Tillman with us. Nathaniel Allbrand. As we get it going here. Rich Zeoli is in the house. Dawn Stensland. Greg Stocker. 7:44 was the best minute of the hour, but now it's 7:51. So Greg's going to say this is the most important minute.
The most important minute. My favorite audience is the 7:51 audience. So please make sure you're calling 888-845-1210. 888-845-1210. Look at this. This is like the murderer's row of the cut sheet. Look at this. Look at this crew we have right here.
Zeoli's Babe Ruth. I'll be Gehrig. You be DiMaggio. Dawn, you can be Mickey Mantle.
I want to be Mickey Mantle. Can I be?
You want to be the Mick?
No, actually, I want to be Joe DiMaggio because that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy. You know that guy.
Well, DiMaggio got slanging with Marilyn Monroe, I think, back in the day.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. He was slinging some, you know. Yeah. All right, let's hit it, Jimmy
Coffee.
Kelly.
Coffee.
Yes. What?
Yep.
On.
Remember this?
Joey?
Oh, I remember. What's on the cut sheet?
I'm barred from using it on my show. Legally, there's a court order.
What's on the cut sheet on this?
Friday!
Oh, my God.
Sponsored by Staples. Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now, Staples saves you $250 off your print order. By the way, we only use Staples paper, and there's a ton of it right here.
And I burned plenty of it.
I actually burn paper that's not Staples paper. I set it on fire.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends April 5th, plus save even more with easy rewards programs at Staples. Yes, I said programs. Thank you, Staples, for sponsoring the ever-important Radiothon edition and the return of Zeoli to Morning Drive.
Yeah, baby. One day only.
You're like the Rachel Maddow. One day a week only.
Oh,
right?
Come on.
By the way, can I make some... if you want to donate right now, I don't know if you heard this, but we're giving away, if you want to control the cut sheet for a day, a $3,000 donation right now.
Can I do that and then I can have it back on my show? if I do that, can I get it back on Afternoon Drive?
If you pony up $3,000, then it's all yours.
All right. Or can somebody do it on my behalf to be able to...
They can.
This is good.
They can,
beautiful. See what I'm saying right now?
If you want to be Rich Zeoli in absentia, 888-845-1210. Donate right now. $3,000. You get to control the cut sheet for a day. I just want to give some shout-outs here. Guys, Nick and Dawn, you guys know Dr. Phelan McGroin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. what?
Dr. Phelan McGroin.
Phelan McGroin.
On YouTube.
Pat McGroin's his nephew.
He donated $100, so thank you, doctor. Dr. Phelan McGroin. We really appreciate that. Hang on. I have more here.
And Gregory, by the way, I was just informed we need another $4,000 to meet our hourly goal.
Wow.
$4,000 in the next 6 minutes.
Can somebody help us get to our $4,000 goal in the next 6 minutes for the 7 o'clock hour? Because you know the 7 o'clock hour is the best hour. 7 o'clock hour. I love you guys.
It's where the cut sheet starts.
Are you guys ever going to get to the cut sheet?
No.
We got to it at like 8:09.
I was just curious.
888-845-1210.
888-845-1210. Help us reach our goal.
888. Doesn't Dawn look hot in the leather jacket, by the way? This is smoking. Brand I love new. This look.
YouTube.com/at1210.
That's a great look.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHD.
Only she could pull that off, by the way.
It's true.
We'd look like a Hell's Angel.
I want to give a shout out to Cheryl, who donated $50, Michael, who donated $50, Ray, who donated $25, and our buddy Road Warrior, independent bike shops down there in Manahawkin, New Jersey, donated $250, who, by the way, is fixing up my bike so I can do the – I don't know if you know this. I'm doing the ride this year.
You're not.
I'm doing the bike ride.
No, you're not.
Road Warrior for the independent bike shop.
After all those years of hazing you, they finally got you to do it.
In Manahawkin.
Amazing.
He's fixing up my bike for me. Thank you for the great $250 donation. We appreciate it. So I'm doing the... All right. Are we ready to do this?
You tell me.
No, let's wait a couple of minutes.
I'm just a guest. By the way, this studio looks great. I haven't seen this in so long. I said when I walked in, I feel like Tom Cruise in A Few Good Men when he's like... So this is what a courtroom looks like. This is amazing. This is what a radio station looks like.
888-845-1210. I'm not hearing the phones ringing. We need 5 minutes. We need $4,000. 5 minutes, $4,000. Thank you to our great sponsor, this honor hour, Tillman Builders, for sponsoring.
You guys are badass.
And I know.
Man.
Donating $2,000 to the Travis Manny Foundation. All right, let's start with Nancy Pelosi.
Do we have
the vampiric one?
She took a slight jab at Chucky Schumer for caving into Trump. Let's do cut one here, Phil.
It's about what comes next. I myself don't give away anything for nothing. I think that's what happened the other day. We could have, in my view, perhaps gotten them to agree to a third way, which was a bipartisan CR for four weeks. We could have had bipartisan legislation to go forward.
I don't give away anything for nothing, huh?
Yeah, baby.
She'd be a great radio general sales manager. How about that? Nancy's next endeavor in life, her next chapter. Probably have to take a pay cut from all the stock success, but you know.
They're really just taking shivs out at one another, aren't they?
They're gouging each other.
This Civil War is beautiful to watch. It's really beautiful to watch.
You could call it the art of the vampires deal.
Yeah.
You've got Pelosi, who's trying to end Schumer's career.
Yeah.
AOC and Fetterman are not getting along. Young, old, it doesn't matter. The party is eating its own, which we've said they eventually will do to each other.
She doesn't eat so much as drink its own, like blood.
Right.
It's the same principle, I guess, really, if you think about it.
By the way, shout out to Crow Talking on YouTube. We have all like kind of handles. Crow Talking donated $50. Thank you, Crow Talking.
Thank you, Crow.
I know there's handles. I watch the show on YouTube.
Yeah.
I stream it.
He goes, do you guys keep the cameras rolling during breaks? I'm like, do you not watch?
No,
it's fine. It's all good. It's all good, buddy.
I do watch. Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
We're watching as I'm, getting the kids ready for school.
I get you. A lot.
I mean, doing all that.
A lot happened in the morning. So I get it.
But it's a great show.
Three minutes. We have 3 minutes for the $4,000 donation.
All right. Let's do this.
What happens first? We hit 4,000 or we play cut number two?
Well, maybe
I think you hold cut number two hostage until people get $4,000.
Come on, 888-845.
You want cut two? Pony up.
Yeah.
888-845-1210. Please call now. Please help us get to the $4,000 donation total for the 7 o'clock hour. I hear phones ringing, but not enough.
888-845-1210.
Come on. Let's do this.
Cheap. I
didn't play this yesterday, and I meant to get to this. This is Angela Rye. Do you guys know who she is?
Yeah.
She was on the CNN the show with the those other people. I don't know
the panel show.
Yeah, the panel show.
Yeah, that's the Abby Phillip. I need seven co-hosts.
Abby Phillip.
Show
yeah, that's
for
it.
1 hour.
Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank was on there. So she slammed him for touching her during a heated argument over Elon Musk's GOP donations. And in response, the Shark Tank star said he won't ever do it again. Tensions boiled over during CNN Newsnight on Wednesday as O'Leary and Angela Rye, former executive director and general counsel to the Congressional Black Caucus, traded jabs over the billionaire's gifts to Republican lawmakers. So she did that. Don't touch me. This is my personal space. Roll this. Cut seven.
Like, you can contribute to whoever you want, and the hope is that they're going to know that you want certain priorities.
He literally tweeted to the members of Congress.
The oldest profession on earth is not.
He literally tweeted to these members, thank you for doing this. I don't want you to touch me. That's my personal space.
I won't ever do it again.
Thank you. But he literally said.
Wow.
Wow, what a miserable.
Wait, can we rewind that just a second? I want to see the touching again.
So.
Can we Zapruder film that touching? Is that possible?
I mean, his hand probably just, you know.
Rewind it all the way to the beginning, Phil.
I'm just trying to, I was watching it, and I didn't see the touching.
I don't think you can see it. I don't think you can see it because of the split screen.
Well, she saw it with those glasses. Okay. You can't miss anything with those glasses eyewear she has on.
You don't have to touch me.
So we can't see the actual touching.
You don't have to touch me.
Okay.
The moment you realize you're not welcome on that panel.
Don's touching me. Hey. For $4,000, you can rub my foot. By the way,
bless his heart.
My diseased foot. You know.
Oh, God.
Poor Richie.
Zioli sent me a picture yesterday.
It looked like Swamp Thing, didn't it?
It looked like Swamp Thing.
Like a foot drifted into the Schuylkill after a dead body from the mob 30 years ago and like a leg. By the way, that's my foot.
By the way, it is officially 8 o'clock now we are into the honor hour sponsored by Window Nation, Nick.
Yes, correct. For all your window and door needs, visit windownation.com. Of course, they sponsor our first Wednesday of every month when we do our veteran spotlight.
And thank you to Window Nation for their generous $1,000 donation. So put that up on the total there, people. $1,000 for the Window Nation. Thank you, Window Nation. You do a lot to help the veterans.
This is so great to be back with you guys.
Thank you. You too.
I love this.
Yeah.
This is so fun. Yeah. One day only.
Your quarterly visit.
My quarterly visit. This is great. It's nice to be back with you on your morning show. I mean, this is
thank you.
It's good to have
be
you
here.
Buddy.
Yeah.
888-845-1210.
Your veteran spotlight that you do is fantastic, by the way. You guys do a great job with that.
Thank you. You've seen a lot of it, I'm sure. 888-845-1210.
You're like Pelosi coming at me.
Greg Pelosi.
Come on, I hear those phones ringing, but not enough. 888-845-1210. Please be generous and donate. Oh, by
Dawn
the way,
did my makeup.
It looks good.
She did my makeup. Again.
You look
she
good this
my
morning.
Red nose. It's not going to be as red
Madame
when I get
Monday.
Drunk in the middle of the show. What's that?
Madame Monde.
Yeah, Madame Monde. Have you started with makeup?
No. There's no makeup that can fix this.
Look at that shiny dome.
Yeah, look at the nose, the head. No,
your nose is not shiny.
Do you ever rock a baseball hat during the show?
No, just on the golf course.
But have you ever thought about it?
You think it would be an upgrade?
Well, no, I was just wondering that because they have these cool Travis Manu Foundation hats.
Oh.
I'm all for free apparel.
And I've worn them before on my show, which you never watch because you're always watching The Five, which is fine.
That's not true. And you know
not
that.
Only do you watch it, you tweet about it during my show, which is also fine.
I listen to you
literally.
At 3:30 to 3:45 on the
treadmill. Thank you for giving me 15 minutes.
I'm giving you a quarter hour.
Wait, you only go 15 minutes on the treadmill?
Well, I mean,
how many do you do, Zioli?
15's good. I get my mile and a half in and I'm out.
888-845-1210. By the way, we're broadcasting live, streaming live on YouTube, so you can see all this fun and frivolity. Yes, if you look at this four shot, it's the Murderer's Row of 1210 WPHD.
You put this together.
Yeah, that's right.
You put this nightmare together
I know.
For everybody.
It really was. We give you all this entertainment. 888-845-1210. The least you could do is help us reach our goal. Our goal is 100,000. And by the way, Sean Farish tweeted out as Donald Trump to donate.
Oh,
good.
Did he?
Excellent.
Nice.
He insulted everybody. Phil,
between his swattings.
Phil, you don't have that, do you? You don't have can you grab it? It's on his Twitter page.
He's loading that, can I just say I heard Greg this morning talk about how important the Travis Manu Foundation is and how you've gotten to know Ryan and you've gotten to know Ed and the other people that are there and everything. And so, this is our local backyard organization. This isn't a national. I mean, this is our team, our hometown team, the Travis Manu Foundation, right?
Yeah.
So we got to step up for the home team.
We do.
We got to do that. That's what we got to do. We got to step up for the home team today and be very, very generous because this is one day a year. Yep. We got to do this. And these are people that put their lives on the line for our country for more than one day a year.
Yep.
And for more than 15 minutes on a treadmill. I'm making that point.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And Farish, by the way, he posted the video as Trump about 2 hours ago. I know we're going to have it here.
Is he coming on the show today?
He's not. He's actually. They're doing.
He's full. He's had a lot of pizza.
I don't want to. I probably shouldn't talk about this out of school, but okay. He's getting together with a bunch of the other social media influencers, and they're trying to lobby Congress to put some sort of legislation together around the swatting.
Good, excellent.
So
they should do that.
That is what he's doing today.
They already have. I reported that.
Oh,
they've been doing that.
Yes. Yeah.
Where was it?
A Republican just in like a month ago.
We were trying to be like a surprise.
Andy Ogles?
Like, pretend like we didn't know. Like, Andy
Is it Ogles from Tennessee?
I think it's Andy Ogles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
Sean could. I mean, they're putting together the legislation.
And speaking of the Republicans from Tennessee,
yeah.
Glenn Jacobs will be joining us today.
Kane. Yeah.
Mayor of Knox County, Tennessee.
That's a big deal. 130. That's a big deal. Yeah.
Did you see what he initiated the challenge to Tim Walz?
I did. And Tim Walz.
Do we have that?
Oh, you have that?
I think so. This is Cut 21, Phil. Roll Cut 21 if you can. I know I'm throwing a lot at you, buddy. You're doing a good job.
Who has the best jazz hands?
Remember, Tim Walz did say that
he was.
You know, men feeling like they can be strong and powerful, whether it be in a wrestling, a WWE stage, and also not having it be something that's negative as we look forward to the next generation.
It's what America is all about. The people that build this country, both men and women, are strong people. And the left hates that. Because they want weak people who are dependent on government, who are dependent on them. And that's also, I think, part of the reason that this is so important to the Democrats. Obviously, there's this lust for power that they always have. But it's also this idea that strong people think independently. We don't rely on government to solve all of our problems. And that's completely contrary to the left, to their narrative, to their agenda.
Wow.
Yeah. He put out the
and then he did a choke slam.
That's a body slam on the Democrats right there.
He
right?
has challenged Tim Walz to a charity wrestling match, and I think they both would have to put up $100,000 to the charity of their cause.
Didn't Tim Walz say something like he could kick MAGA's ass?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the highly downloaded Gavin Newsom podcast.
Well, you know, when he was a wrestler, his bad guy name was Tampon Tim, and he would do that Superfly move.
The Superfly off the top.
With tampons.
Yeah.
With
and shove them
box.
Into the boys' room. Yeah, that's what he would do. We do that all the time.
Top rope tampon.
And his way to win is he would come out and he would do that flailing Richard Simmons distract everybody with that big belly, and then his opponent would be like, what? And then he would knock him out. That was his signature move. The waltz, they called it.
The waltz.
The waltz. Then he would load a gun on his crotch.
Oh, no.
And then people would be like, what is this guy doing? He's loading a gun on his schwanz. And then, his opponent gets distracted, and then he walks over and boom!
Yeah.
And knocks him out.
By the way.
That's what he does.
That's
the move.
By the way, 807, everybody listening right now at 807, you know you're my favorite audience. You know, this is I hate 6, I hate 7.
By the way, I hate 3 to 7, so you are my favorite audience.
807.
Well, what day part do you want now?
I don't know. I'm thinking about...
What do you want to do, overnights? How about you voice track overnights?
I'm thinking 10 to noon sounds like a nice cush. Fish gig. What do you think?
807, you're my favorite audience. Please be generous. Please donate 888-845-1210. 888-845-1210. Please, if you want to take control of the cut sheet for a day, a $3,000 donation right now will get you total control of the cut sheet. 888-845-1210. Let me just give some shout-outs here.
You can even punish me. I'll come in and do it with them that day if they want me to.
Wow.
I'll even wake up.
Wow.
Uber my gimp body here.
See, as you know, you don't actually have to come in. You can just do it from your home studio. So
no, I literally force myself to come and expense the car ride so that I can be here in person and help out with the cut sheet.
Team player.
For the three thefts, right? Yes.
All right, if you want that, 888-845.
Don't ask to touch my leg again.
1210. And for a $3,000 donation, do it now, please.
You can control the cut sheet. You can pick out the clips. You can actually drive it, unlike Stalker, who, like, if you do it normally,
I do.
This is the first time I've seen the show, but it seems like you drive it normally. And then you could drive it, and then everybody can react to you, and you'll be the director.
Yes.
But you don't have to do the hard work because we'll take care of loading the cups.
Yes, yes.
You just send them to us. Yep. Send them what you like, yeah. And then they'll load them up, and yep. They'll do the thing where they do the thingy.
That's
thing
right.
Thing.
That is a great explanation.
Do the,
right?
Phil?
Yeah. Do the thingy. Yeah.
Phil does
yeah.
his thing.
Yeah, load the thing yeah. in the hopper. And.
Or it could be like on my show in the afternoons where I call for a cut, and since neither of my producers are paying attention, I got to go, cut nine. cut nine! So you could, or you could do it that way, too. Whatever you guys, however you want to do it.
Are they
way,
playing video games
I don't know
sometimes?
What they, I have no idea, because I'm not there, so it's like, you know, dad's yeah. not there, so yeah. you know, it's substitute teacher day or something. I don't know what they're doing half the time.
By the way, speaking of teachers, we have one calling in at 8:15 that Dawn
Susie
is going to talk to. Yes. So we have to remember to stay on time okay. for that. But 8:09 right yeah. now, you're my favorite audience. Please.
Can we play Hot for Teacher by Van Halen?
888-845-1210. Please call now. All the money goes to the yes. Travis Manning Foundation. It is a wonderful call.
And I know Stocker's shooting his shot here, and he's going for the big donations. But if you can't afford $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000, we'll take $10. We'll take $100. For $150, you get a TMF T-shirt. So there's many ways for you to contribute and feel good about yourself heading into the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, every dollar counts. It really does. Every dollar counts.
It does. And for example, here's a good example. $19 a month. So you can do a monthly thing. Provides monthly support for veterans and their families of the fallen in 30 volunteer chapters as they lead service projects in their communities. So that's why if you call, and I know my David has studied all of this.
Oh,
he's
boy.
One of those
oh,
answering.
I'm sorry. Who is that?
My David.
You have kids? Have you thought about talking about that more on the show?
We never talk
David.
About that.
I had no idea.
His hair is curly, just like yours, Richard.
Do you have one kid, or how many kids do you have?
You know, Michael and David.
Oh, you have two boys. Oh, why don't you ever bring that up on the air, on the show? I just
hey, David. Hey, David.
You should be sharing your life with the audience.
David, do you hate when she calls you my David?
My David. My David. And wait till your wedding day when she's like, well, he's still my David and my Michael.
Well, we have to say that because we have our David, the biggity big David, David Yadgar.
Yes.
Oh, you know what I mean?
By the way, he's looking and trim.
Look at him looking fit.
Drop some LBs. Yeah. I got to say, I haven't seen the boss in a few months.
I know.
But.
Well, he's on that treadmill with me for 15 minutes listening to your show.
What's that? First of all, there's no ramp here to accommodate my scooter,
that's
so
true.
I've already filed it and initiated a lawsuit with the the green iron. Fine.
By the way, a couple shout outs here before we get to the night. I think we've played two cuts so far.
That's big for you guys, right? By 8:11, that's huge. This is a new record.
That's a nice pace.
It's a new record.
Sarah donated $100. Jane from Vineland. $200. Jennifer from Norristown, $100.
Love you, Jenny.
And Kale, Brian from King Shooters.
Oh,
donated
Brian.
$200.
Oh, good.
Okay.
So thank you, King Shooters.
Yes,
King Shooters.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Excellent.
We need to come back out there. You need to go back
Start
out there.
Working
and,
on my range
and
game.
Shoot a machine gun.
Yeah.
A machine gun?
Yeah.
Now I have a machine gun too.
Where was I? Oh, let's play Sean Farish. This was Sean Farish's message to his social media followers as Donald J. Trump. Roll it, Phil.
My fellow Americans, this is your favorite president. And I'm kindly asking for you to help us raise money for the 1210 WPHT Radiothon benefiting the highly respected Travis Mannion Foundation. These are great people. I've known them for a long time. Beautiful people. Their goal is $100,000. That's a lot of money, but we could do it. Every single dollar goes towards empowering our brave and courageous veterans. We love our veterans. Nobody loves veterans like I do. And it's a tax write-off. Think of it. You could be your own personal doge, right? You could decide to donate to the Travis Mannion Foundation, beautiful people doing beautiful things, instead of donating that to our government, stupid people doing stupid things. Go to 1210WPHT.com to donate, or you could call 888-845-1210. Together we could hit our goal. We can help our veterans. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.
Wow.
Now, he would have went a little bit longer, but another pizza delivery showed up at his house from a swatting attempt, so he had to cut it short. But thank you, Sean Farish.
But by the way, we will get to the teacher in just 1 second that Dawn will speak to. But Chris Hansen, remember Chris Hansen,
the guy from To Catch a Predator?
He's now catching illegal immigrants and sexting operations.
Have you seen this?
This is amazing. So
did he catch Tim Walz? Is my question. That's my question. Did he get? Did he finally get Tim Walz? Because you know that creepy guy's got things in his closet.
There's no doubt. Allegedly.
If you were to peel back the plasterboard, you know, like how in every like creep's house there's like that one floorboard, and they find it. I bet you Tim Walz has a whole dungeon down there of things. Oh, is my God. Guess a whole dungeon. Why don't you challenge me, Tim Walz? With your big belly, Midwestern doofus.
888-845-1210, please. I'm not hearing the phones ringing. 888-845-1210. Let's do it right now. All right, Chris Hansen, nabbing an illegal immigrant in a sex sting operation. Roll this.
Come on in. It's nice and warm in here.
Oh, boy.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I'm Ivy.
Ivy.
This is Dad.
Yes, Carrie. How you doing?
Hi, guys. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right. Do you want to go ahead and get ready?
All right. Oh, my God.
Yep. Disgusting.
Oh, this is gross. Really creepy. Look at this guy.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why don't you have a seat right over there?
Uh-oh.
You're done. How you doing?
Caught.
Good. Good. What's happening?
You know what?
It's quite a car you got out there.
It is.
Yeah. Fast?
Huh?
Fast?
Fast.
Is it a fast car?
A little bit.
Yeah. Are you here in this country legally?
I'm married.
But are you a U.S. citizen?
I'm fixing my status.
You're trying to become a U.S. citizen.
I'm working.
In what country are you from?
Probably not going to work out.
Mexico.
Shocking.
Probably not going to work out. So
yeah. Oh, my God.
Now, you think that Chris Hansen's had a good success rate. Dawn Stenzelin sees pedophiles and perverts yes. around every corner.
She does.
We get Stenzelin and Hansen together. That number's going to go up big time.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like, you know, that so kid good. Who's like, I see dead people. Yeah. I see perverts.
Yeah.
I see pedophiles.
Dawn has a gift.
Yeah. Well, my kids could tell you stories. Speaking of that, do we have our favorite
yes.
English teacher?
Yes, Susie Cook is on the phone right now.
Susie Cook, good morning. Our favorite English teacher, St. Joe's Prep, and obviously moderator of the Character Does Matter Leadership Academy at the Prep right here in Philadelphia. Hey, Susie, it's great to, you know, this is our once a year reunion. We rely on you to tell us about the Character Does Matter Leadership Program. I know you're there with a great student leader, one of your seniors, and that's Jack Milano. But Susie, good morning. Can you just tell us, as so many listen, we want people to call in 855-845-1210 to talk about this great character program.
Well, it's so, so wonderful to be reunited with you. I love our once a year reunion.
Yes.
I'm calling in here, as you know, from 17th and Girard from St. Joseph's Prep, and we are in our 11th year with the Travis Manion Foundation. And this partnership has been truly a gift from God. We've had over 1,000 students served directly by veterans and Gold Star family members who have volunteered their time to form our young men into more conscientious, compassionate, servant-based leaders. So thank you so much to the Manion family and to, again, the over 100 volunteers who have stepped across this threshold at 17th and Girard to work with students like Jack Milano. And as I've noted to you in the past, this program offers a meaningful, intentional space for our students to speak vulnerably about the myriad ways their integrity is challenged on a day-to-day basis. And I'd assume we're about the same age. I think this generation faces even more challenges navigating their day-to-day reality. They are riddled with temptations to cut corners, abuse substances, cheat, bully, attach themselves mm-hmm. to screens and social media 24/7. So they're immersed in this culture of temptation. And our mentors teach our students about ethical decision-making and integrity in a very concrete way. And so it's, I think, been one of the more powerful programs here at the Prep. We're a very well-resourced school, so we have a lot of programs here that support our students. But this program is the only program at our school where students learn the vocabulary of leadership and a process of decision-making from some of our nation's finest leaders, military veterans, Gold Star family members, and first responders. So I'm excited for you to hear from one of our Travis Manion Foundation Hawks, Jack Milano, about the impact this program has made. But again, we are so blessed here at the Prep to be part of this mission that is far greater than ourselves, to honor the fallen, to honor their ultimate sacrifice through giving back. And I truly believe in our next generation. I truly believe we're in good hands with students like Jack Milano. And I can't think of a better foundation to serve us than the Travis Manion Foundation.
That's so great. Let's bring in Jack Milano if we can. I mean, you're a senior right now at the prep. Here you're with Ms. Cook is your favorite teacher, and she's also the daughter of a Marine and Vietnam veteran, native of Haddonfield, New Jersey. But, hey, Jack, good morning. Can you just tell us what the program, what it means? You know, we think about teenagers right now, and it's not fair, is it? I'm a mom of teen boys, so maybe you've heard.
You are.
But I'll say this, that this kind of program allows you to shine as well. Can you talk about it, Jack?
Definitely, yeah. How are you? I think Travis Manion Foundation really has impacted me in all sorts of ways. I can give one example, specifically in athletics, being a senior captain of the opportunity to grow my leadership. And earlier, I figured out the best ways to be a role model and a captain to my teammates. Travis Manion Foundation, through the mentors that we've had, have really taught me great lessons on how to just really grow and find that good balance of pushing my teammates to be the best athletes that they can, but also gentlemen that they can be, while also being lighthearted when the time's right.
And so when I think about it, and I'll just open this up to Ms. Cook as well as to you, Jack, when you think about what's going on in the world, and we think about the news headlines, a lot of times I'll come home from work, my kids will say, Mom, did anything good happen? And in all seriousness, that's why for the prep, and I think you were the first in the nation to welcome in the TMF, this specific 8-week program. What does it mean to be part of that good news, part of that leadership program, part of something that's so positive and I imagine helps shape your own identity?
Yeah, I think it's important to keep in mind that it's something bigger than ourselves. And for all the people that have gone before us and served, the least we can do is take part in that leadership role and really grow our efforts to become better men and women in that position. And I think being part of that good news is the most fulfilling part of this whole program.
It's so wonderful.
I love how our mentors from the Travis Manion Foundation stress to students like Jack that it's their responsibility to take up the leadership mantle, right? That they don't have to wait to become a leader. They are already leading well or poorly all the time. So veteran mentors like Terrence Fenningham, a Navy veteran, or Eric Adelsberger, an Army veteran, or Brad Adams, or Marine veteran, they are always fostering our students a sense of personal responsibility. And many of our students realize that it's their responsibility to give back to the community. So I really appreciate that the mentors have stressed that service doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be in uniform, that you're already called to serve no matter what you're doing, no matter what kind of position you hold. And I've seen that grow so much from a student who maybe didn't think that he was a leader or identified strongly as a leader to someone who has, through his own humility and hard work, become one of our top students. And, you know, we have the next mayor going to the school, not to brag, maybe even the next president. And so these are students who are going to affect not just people in their day-to-day lives. And that's what I expect of Jack and his fellow team of Hawks in the next 2 years, in the next 2 decades. So, again, we are so grateful to the Manions and the foundation for inspiring us and galvanizing that sense of personal responsibility in us.
Yeah, you know, Ms. Cook, and I'll say this to you, Jack, I imagine, and you're an English teacher, the power of a word. So you think about words like freedom, like patriot, democracy. And so when you have a Gold Star family in front of you, right, or somebody who's served, then those words aren't just, you know, letters on a page. I would imagine they bring to life the true meaning and the depth of those words.
Absolutely. I am myself so inspired by our Gold Star family members and by our military veterans because they have chosen to give back and they have chosen to use their grief as a catalyst for their own service. And that in that way, those who they have lost are fallen heroes stay alive. I mean, Travis Mannion, his legacy is walking around these halls through that if not me, then who mantra. And I think that that mantra, that aphorism, embodies who we want our students to be. And as a Catholic school, we believe in this idea of eternal life. And those who have fallen through military service are certainly well alive here through the mentors who often reflect on those they lost and the legacy that they have left behind. So, you know, I think this is the best of our country, understanding that people have given their lives for us to protect our freedoms. And I would say that our sense of patriotism here is nonpartisan and is, again, very much alive here in the halls of St. Joe's Prep. Jack, what do you think?
Yeah, I think having the mentors that come in and speak to us, it really emphasizes the, it really gives a sense of, you really have a sense of respect for those that come in and speak to us, and you listen harder, you pay closer attention, and really just pick up so many great lessons that can be carried throughout your life, no matter what you're doing. I know it was previously mentioned that in just prep, we have the next mayor, maybe the next president, the next CEOs, and those kinds of leadership positions have just different aspects that we can really pick up through the mentors that come in and speak to us.
Well, to Jack Milano, you're so impressive. We want to follow you. Maybe you'll be that next mayor, the next governor, the next president. And to Miss Susie Cook, just a beautiful message as we continue on. Thank you so much. I know that I'm getting the heads up from the school because, you know, you got to get back to class. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Until next year. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you. Thanks a million. And, you know, Ms. Cook put it so well, and I want you to call right now, 888-845-1210. But she put it well that basically this is something where we can all find common ground. No matter what your politics, this is our day where we kind of try to put politics aside. And we find common ground. I think Travis Mannion Foundation, it's not a political organization in any way. And that's the beauty, that no matter what walk of life, whatever you believe, where you're coming from here, this is something that is a place where we come to, it's our safe space, where we come together seriously and celebrate those who've protected and served the Gold Star families, but as well, think about leadership identity as well in these great programs. So it's 888-845-1210.
Well said. I just have a quick question for you. Since you're wearing that dominatrix outfit, what's your safe word?
Rich has rejoined the chat. We've got some good... Go ahead.
No,
he answered the question.
If we had had more time... If we had more time...
More time? That interview is like 42 minutes. What are you talking about?
With Ms. Cook, you don't interrupt Ms. Cook. You know, I thought we have some fun with, like, this grammar, verb conjugation.
Here we go.
You know?
Yeah.
Because speaking of that, and Dawn back together, and I back together, or Dawn and we.
I know.
Don't ask me. I'm Dawn, they, them. Yeah.
Just wait. I mean, all the money you spend on the education for the kids in the private schools, and they say, oh, me and him, you know.
Stalker's getting that.
Him and I.
No, him and I.
All right.
Chris from Jersey,
yeah,
$250 donation.
Chris from Jersey.
Chris from Jersey.
And then also Jen Tomlinson, Senior Administrative Manager for TMF, just called in. She made a $100 donation.
Amazing.
She donates every year.
Awesome.
She also, yesterday, Jen told Ed Donovan to share this with Greg that David Muir is not that good looking.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
You want to pass that along?
It's David Muir.
Did I say he was good looking? I guess I did.
I'm not sure.
I mean,
maybe you respect his hair game. I'm not sure.
Mac from Dover, Delaware gave us $150. Phil from Humeville gave us $50. And Rosalie from Audubon, New Jersey, love Audubon, gave us $200. By the way, we're going to this honor hour sponsored by Window Nation. And guys, by the way, I had Window Nation out to my house and we got all new windows. So thank you, Window Nation, for hooking me up there at Casa de Stalker. But yes. Talk to us about Window Nation.
Speaking about Window Nation, Victor Piccione will be joining us here on the air shortly. He's actually working the phones right now to take those donations at 888-845-1210.
By the way, since the cut sheet was interrupted,
Yeah, when are you guys starting the What's on the Cut Sheet section?
I feel
so
like
we'll pick back up at 9.
We're going to do the Cut Sheet till 11 o'clock, so I hate to tell you, but we're just going to keep throwing these show or these cuts in all morning long. But we do
you
have to.
What he won't do?
We
have 3 to 7.
We have to take a break. No,
that's the thing. Listen, three egos.
There's no day parts. Today we're all here all day, okay?
One world. You know what you remind me of? You remind me of Gal Gadot singing Imagine during COVID right now.
That was sweet.
By the way, Window Nation donated.
That was one of the cringiest moments of COVID.
Window Nation donated
$1,000. She does look good as Wonder Woman.
Window Nation donated $1,000 for us for this hour. So, yeah, help us reach our goal, 888-845-1210. Or you can donate online at 1210wpht.com. But really call. Because when you call in, you can talk to David, my David.
My David. My Michael.
And you can talk to him and say, is this my David?
You can talk to Catwoman over here if you want.
Is this my David? Is this my David? 888-845-1210. All the money goes to the Travis Mania Foundation.
Let me tell you about my friends at Bucks County Estate Traders. They don't make furniture like they used to. So if you're tired of that cheap, mass-produced junk, let me tell you about Bucks County Estate Traders. Their massive Hatfield showroom has over 16,000 pieces of high-end furniture with brands like Stickley, Baker, and so many more. The kind of quality craftsmanship that stands the test of time, and you can save thousands compared to new retail prices. No matter your style, if we're talking classic, modern, rustic, traditional, you're going to find stunning pieces that fit today's homes. Whether you're furnishing your living or dining room, that home office, or even the man cave downstairs, Bucks County Estate Traders, they have it all. And unlike the big box stores, if you see something you love, you can take it home the same day. And every piece comes with a QR code, which displays details instantaneously. And their expert staff, the best in the business, with no pushy salespeople, just straight shooters who know their stuff. Check out the website and call ahead today. They'll have the pieces you want ready to show you. Visit BucksCountyEstateTraders.com or stop by the showroom in Hatfield and tell them that Nick sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
The 8 o'clock hour is the Window Nation Honor Hour, where they donated $1,000. Window Nation also presenting as our main sponsor for our monthly veteran spotlight. We do it the first Wednesday in the 9 o'clock hour of every month of Kale and Company, and they are a great business. Window Nation, for all of your window and door needs. Visit windownation.com. It's the Window Nation Honor Hour. So thanks to Window Nation for their $1,000 contribution. And you can make yours as well. $10, $100, $1,000. I don't know, $10,000. It could be $10,000.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
It could be $10 is fine. We just want you to be generous.
That's right.
Give. Just help.
I'm not hearing those phones ringing. 888-845-1210. Let's do this. Come on. Come on, people. You know, 840?
You know, they're holding the cut sheet hostage, right?
That's right.
Until the phone's ring.
This is a hostage situation. We've played two clips.
I've 840.
That's a record for you guys, right?
It's a decent
pace. You got two in. Yeah. That's huge.
We'll get through about eight by the time dinner comes.
Yeah. 840, you are my favorite audience, so please be generous. I hate 7 o'clock. I hate 6 o'clock. I definitely hate 9 o'clock. 888-844.
And they hate you.
888-845-1210. 888-845-1210. Maybe we'll have Zioli man the phones to start the 9 o'clock hour. What do you think about that? Do you want to man the phones?
Yeah, I gotta scoot over there. My freaking GIMP scooter. I gotta, you know. Yeah,
maybe starting.
Whatever you want.
You know, when Nick talks to the fine people at Window Nation, maybe you can scoot over to.
I don't like talking to people on the phone.
That's not true. That's not true. You love people.
And by the way,
yes.
Did you bring any wine or bourbon for the 5 o'clock hour?
I thought that you were doing that.
No, I didn't have that.
Oh, come on.
We're going to need a food drop as well, I think.
We're going to need a...
This is a long day.
We're going to need a food drop and a booze drop.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm usually napping by 11:30.
Oh, God.
You're usually from the confines of your basement.
First of all, that's not true, and that's rude, because I can't even get down to the basement because I can't go downstairs. So I'm literally doing it from our guest room, where I also sleep at night. So it's my bedroom/studio.
Yep.
/ hell/prison.
/Gitmo. I mean, honestly, they have a better Gitmo. They have a better at Gitmo.
By the way, we're really streaming all this live on YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHD. Get over there, join the chat. We have all of our favorite contributors over there. And by the way, if you want to take control of the Kutchy, somebody commented that it's a lot of work to do the Kutchy, find all those cuts and everything like that. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but you get to be on a very highly rated segment in Morning Drive, and your voice can be heard to a lot of people. So if you want to make a $3,000 donation.
That's a no-brainer, right? So it's $3,000. Think about this now. Yeah. It's tax deductible.
Yep.
You will have great ownership of your name, brand, whatever it is.
Yep.
You
yep.
control the cut sheet, which yep. clearly goes on for weeks.
Yep.
Weeks.
The entire show.
Right. You decide what you want to play, and then they play it for you. You don't even have to play. I think people might be intimidated about the technical aspect of this.
It's true. You're probably right.
Yeah.
So, by the way, if you just want to make a $3,000 donation and you say, hey, here are the cuts, I don't really want to come in, that's cool, too. I will play whatever you send me. How about that? 888-845-1210. Let's keep going with the cuts here, shall we? This hour generously sponsored by Window Nation, who donated $1,000. Thank you. I can tell you firsthand they do fabulous work. WindowNation.com. J.D. Vance was on some low-energy talk show roasting Kamala Harris. I don't know if you guys saw this.
Oh, yes. This is the clip of the day.
This is cut three, Phil, if you can. When old Horse Gums asks him about the difference between him being vice president and Kamala Harris being vice president. Roll it.
How are you doing the job differently than Kamala did it?
This is an idiot.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Well, I don't have, you know, four shots of vodka before every meeting. That's one way I think that Kamala really tried to bring herself into the role is these word salads. And I think that I would need the help of a lot of alcohol to answer a question the way that Kamala Harris answered questions. I mean, look, man, I don't know. My sense is, and this is a little bit of guesswork, obviously, I don't talk to Kamala Harris or Joe Biden very often, but my sense is that.
Well, I mean, I usually take four shots of vodka before the big take, so that's why it goes for 12 minutes sometimes.
I'm sorry. I know the audience is going to get mad at me, but I just think that was very rude of the vice president.
Oh, I loved it.
I'm sorry. I think it was rude.
Glorious take.
I just think, you know, you're the vice president of the United States of America. I expect a little decorum. Many days were pill days. Many days were wine days.
That's true.
Some days were wine and pill days. And for you to just limit it to vodka is completely beneath your office,
it's true.
Sir.
It's
okay?
True.
You have an obligation to acknowledge all of her addictions and vices and to not exclude the wine community and her fellow winos and her pill people, the pill people, okay? Thank you.
And perhaps marijuana.
And by the way, I just want to make one other point, too. The reason why the vice president doesn't talk to Joe Biden every day, you know why, Nick?
Because he's asleep.
It's not that. It's just he does talk to Joe Biden, but Joe Biden doesn't talk to him back because he's not dead yet. So, because Joe Biden only talks to dead world leaders, not living world leaders.
Where's Jackie?
Exactly.
So the differences are between Kamala and JD. One takes four shots before a public engagement.
Yeah.
One's been to the border. The other has not. And the other one is actually willing to engage in public discourse and debates.
There you go.
There's your differences right there, folks.
Yeah. And one has a beard.
Some shout outs here. Dolly Madison from Maplewood, New Jersey got a TMF shirt. She donated $150. Thank you, Dolly.
Dolly Madison.
No Lib on the YouTube chat, he's also a vet. He's challenging all vets to donate. So No Lib on the YouTube chat.
Let's go, veterans.
He's challenging all vets to donate.
Step up.
He donated $100. Can you match No Lib's donation? $100. We need $10,000 this hour. Is that right? $10,000 this hour? Come on, we can do this. 888-845-1210.
Sorry, Catwoman over here will whip you with a leather whip if you donate $10,000. Can we have that as an incentive?
Absolutely.
I mean, in public, obviously, and you know, not in private.
Whipping. Leather and whips and boots.
New incentive here. Go ahead. You want this. This is golf with Nick Kale. You golf?
Wait, you what?
You golf with Nick Hale.
I try.
Golf or
not
golf?
Not to the golf. Wait, golf of America?
Golf. Is there an L in that?
Is that the golf? Yeah, are we going to play? Well, my balls probably will end up in the Gulf of America.
All right, golf with Nick Hale. Golf with Nick Hale, you and three friends, April 28th at Liberty Hill.
Oh.
Where's Liberty?
Liberty Hill's a beautiful course. We were out there for,
nice.
I think TMF does an event out there in the summer, do they not? Is a shotgun scramble or something to that effect?
So you and three friends right now for a $500 donation.
Oh, that's a no-brainer.
$500 donation.
That's a no-brainer.
Golf with Nick Kale, you and three friends, April 28th at Liberty Hill. Call right now.
Wait.
888-845-1210, 888-845-1210.
What is the date for that?
April 28th.
So it will not be scorching hot.
Yes.
That is a tough walk.
Okay.
So if you're spraying your ball all over the lot,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Rough walk.
Yeah, rough walk.
But it won't be, at least it's not July.
888-845-1210. You golf with Kale. I mean, a foursome for golf anyway is already almost that much money anyway, just to begin with, right? So you're going to get a beautiful day of golf. You got to hang out with him. Okay, fine, fair. But you're going, it's helping the veterans and helping the Travis Manning Foundation and helping a great cause.
By the way,
I will bring all the alcohol.
I was just going to say, I'll provide the spirits. I will expense that. So
okay.
So the spirits the will be on my.
So you're expensing.
Will be
so
on my tab.
We'll go top shelf.
I mean
top shelf.
Yeah, we're gonna go Woodford. We're gonna go Kettle.
We're gonna go
the
with that
bit.
Plastic bourbon that I used to drink in college. Remember the plastic bottle?
Yeah,
it was
jug.
Like what was it like? Old, not old granddad. Was it
Ripple?
That one? Was it Ripple? Yeah, Ripple.
888-845-1210 for a golf with Nick Kale. You and three friends, April 28th at Liberty Hall. Only a $500 donation, and there's only one. So when this is gone, it's gone.
This is a great steal for $500.
$500 yeah, really. Golf with Nick Hale at Liberty Hill. Okay.
By the way, that's a Monday.
Okay, so I will need a Monday and Tuesday off.
What is right? No.
Well, I've got to get on the range Monday morning before we go off.
For God's sake.
Agreed.
And then if you're expensing the liquor, there's no way I'm coming back in the next day at 5:15.
Nobody should be asked to do that. That's inhumane.
Yeah, I'll see you guys again Wednesday when Bruno's back with us.
Mm-hmm. Let's play cut 8 here, Phil.
Still will have worked more than me that week, just for the record.
By the way, this is cut 8, Phil, if you will. The Department of Education. Rich, I don't know if you heard, but Trump's closing the Department of Education.
Did that happen yesterday?
It happened yesterday.
Was that a thing?
Let's play cut 8 here, Phil.
Well, if you think about the fact that the Department of Education was actually set up in 1980, and we've spent $1 trillion since then to educate students in our country, and we've seen scores continually decline, we're clearly not doing something right. And so what President Trump wants to do is to take the bureaucracy out of education. He believes, as do I, that the best education is closest to the student, that parents, that teachers, that school administrators in the local areas know what's best. There is no one-size-fits-all for education. And what I hope the Education Department will be able to do as we are paring down and preparing to turn over all control to the states is that we can provide them with tools to help them. We can provide them with research. We can give them information on best practices that is working in many states already to get those scores up for reading and math.
You know, it's remarkable, Rich. We talked about this a few weeks ago, and I think it was Forbes had the state-by-state education rankings. Your state of New Jersey came in, I believe, 8th. It was definitely top 10 out of the 50 states. And Pennsylvania, Dawn, we came in at, what, 40th out of 50? It's really embarrassing.
Well, I think what's really embarrassing, too, is that you have a Department of Education, think about this now, in D.C., right? The Department of Education, where the people that are protesting the Department of Education closing were the people that were against the Department of Education opening, like the teachers union. They didn't want it, and now they want to keep it open. And I love, don't you love, Nick, that Linda McMahon, her job is to get herself out of a job.
She's
sort of like all of us being in radio, right?
Our job is
to put ourselves out of a job. And her job is to shut down her own department. It's amazing.
It really is. But you know what? She still lasted longer than Vivek did with Doge. But Trump said it. It will be a success if you, the Secretary of Education, get this department shut down.
Yeah, if you put yourself out of a job, that's huge.
Out.
That's great.
What struck me about Linda McMahon was, and is, she comes off as a business person who's not political. She seemed like she was purposely, even when somebody asked her about Weingarten, she said, well, I haven't had the chance to meet with her. So she has this, you know, she's used to being in right, the private sector, and she's obviously a smart cookie, but I think it's a good look for her, the way that she comes off as sort of this independent, almost like a nonpartisan consultant.
Yeah.
888-845-1210. Here's what I'm going to ask you guys to do. This is Rich Zeoli and Dawn Stenslin. Can you guys go over and man the phones?
Yeah.
So if you call right now at 888-845-1210, you can talk to Rich Zeoli and Dawn Stenslin. You guys are going to man the phones. 888-845-1210. 1210. Call right now to make a donation and talk to Zioli and Stensland. Not together. They'll be on separate lines. But
I'll 888-845-1210.
Call right now to talk to Rich Zioli and Dawn Stensland. Nikhail.
All right. We welcome in the sales manager of Window Nation, Victor Piccione. Victor, good to have you back on the show. We've chatted many times. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing well. Thanks. Good to be here.
It's great to have you in here. So you make a $1,000 donation for this great cause. You guys do so much with us with our veteran spotlight. First Wednesday of every month, roughly around 9:30, yourself, other employees, other veterans coming in. Let's start with this. Yes. What was it that drove you into these type of veteran family and community initiatives?
Sure, yeah. You know, with the company, it's a core part of who we are, right? So supporting the vets and their families is something that we take to heart. Whether it's through a sponsorship like this or working through organizations dedicated to the veterans or ensuring our services meet the needs of those who have served, we're always looking for a meaningful way to give back. So.
You guys have always done such a great job in obviously your installations, your service, your craftsmanship. The pricing is top notch. But talk a little bit about the workplace culture and how that really kind of welcomes in with open arms and supports the veteran community.
Sure. So we value the leadership, discipline, and teamwork that the veterans bring to the workforce. So our company thrives on that hard work and the dedication. So quality that aligns well with those who have served.
1210 WPHT, it's our Radiothon Veteran Spotlight with Window Nation right now, all a part of the Travis Mannion Foundation, presented by Edelman's Coins. Make your donations. Let's get those phones ringing. We've got Rich and Dawn manning the phones and womaning the phones. 888-845-1210. It's our Window Nation Honor Hour. Window Nation generously offering up $1,000. Any key employee that you would like to spotlight and highlight while you have the floor?
So we're proud to have the veterans as part of the Window Nation family, bringing their strong work ethic and the leadership to our team. It's a vast group of people that help contribute, and we're happy to have them part of our team.
You look at the personal aspect of this. I feel like every single person that you go up to has a friend, a family member, a relative, a loved one that's either serving now or has served in the past, alive or no longer with us. Both of my grandfathers served in the military, my cousins, my uncles, Navy, Marines. I feel like I'm the only one that's a male that I know in my family that did not do that. And I kind of feel like a little bit of a weasel for that. Yeah. Somehow I ended up in radio.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to talk to people that serve. What is your family or personal connection to the military?
Sure. So my grandfather served in World War II. And my uncle was a lieutenant, and he served as well. Interesting story with my grandfather. So we were going through his bar. So he has a bar in the basement.
Well, you got me right there.
Bar. Yeah. Going through a lot of the old things he had, and we found a weapon, a Luger. Wow. German weapon.
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
That wasn't issued through the American service, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it more than likely was he took it through combat and he brought it back and we framed it and we have that. So it's kind of a just saw this recently. So it's a pretty cool piece. So,
that's a nice piece to put up on the wall in the man cave.
Can you imagine?
Exactly.
And it's called a Luger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was issued through the Germans.
Not Lex.
Yeah, not Lex. And we
did you get the reference?
Yes.
Of course. Come on.
So he knows.
Of course.
He knows.
Come on. We're all the same age.
Of course.
Come on.
So this is an audience of two sometimes.
Yeah. And so that was pretty cool. Yeah. It was.
That's great.
Yeah. We went through the whole thing, confirmed it wasn't issued through our services. And so.
By the way, WindowNation.com, they do fabulous work. So you should – all your window and needs, WindowNation.com. Thanks for the $1,000 donation, by the way. It's amazing.
Absolutely. Indeed.
It's amazing.
And our next veteran spotlight coming up the first Wednesday of April, just about 2 weeks from now. Victor, great stuff. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank
of course,
you,
thank you for the donation.
Glad to be here.
Thank you, dude.
Thank
Victor
you, guys.
Piccione, the
Thanks.
Sales manager of Window Nation.
And by the way, Rich Zioli and Dawn Stensland are manning the phones right now. So if you call 888-845-1210, 888-845-1210, you can talk to Rich Zioli, Dawn Stensland. They are manning the phones as we speak. This is the Travis Mannion Radiothon, sponsored by the presenting sponsor is Edelman's Coins.
That is correct. 888-845-1210. We will continue. 9 a.m. hour is on deck as we work our way throughout the day. And just because
call
we
now.
Go to the break does not mean you take a break. You keep dialing.
Please call.
You keep donating. Please. 888-845-1210. Kale and Company, as we continue, 9 o'clock hour next on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.